Turning now to Alice Miller, For Your Own Good. We're reading Alice for at least three things. To see how the state gets made in us, to see the deep conditioning of the Plato's tribesmen when they were children, and to hear what suggestions Alice has for dismantling that state and breaking free of the trance. We'll be returning to where we left off in the chapter Poisonous Pedagogy in her book For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence. You will recall she was showing us the poisonous pedagogues, their insistence on instilling obedience by breaking the will of the child. And today we try to understand them, the trained in hardcore totalitarianism, as I, for one, find them truly frightening. I'm frightened that they, too, are technically human, and I don't want this angry reaction I have to them. Because what Alice says is true. To mend unconscious damage, we must understand it.